from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Very good morning to you.
Very good morning, Mike.
Isn't Adrian having a big week?
Yeah, Reserve Bank remained front and centre yesterday as the great house price debate continues. And this was amidst yesterday the delivery of the latest financial stability report. So all still very much in the wake of that correspondence between Governor Orr and Minister Robertson. But you could be forgiven for thinking, Mike, couldn't you, that house prices were the only topic. But there is actually more to the financial stability report than that. And actually, the RBNZ released mortgage stats for the month of October as well yesterday, sort of quite timely, and added a bit of spice and flavour to the day. So just sort of having a quick look at that financial stability report. The financial system has and is resilient and well-placed to support New Zealanders' economic recovery. And I think Governor Orr made the comment yesterday that house prices sell newspapers, but the financial stability report, maybe that's not quite as exciting. But look, we've been through COVID. It was a big dislocation. We've had massive fiscal and monetary policy support. And as we are at the moment, I mean, the banking system has maintained, in their words, strong buffers of capital and liquidity, and the insurance sector remains well capitalised. So amidst all the discussion on house prices, I think that position and that statement is important. I mean, we have a good world-lending, strong banking system. And the central bank yesterday reiterated, though, that you've got uncertainty and there are still risks to our collective health and economic prosperity. The stability report talked to the housing market. They did note the recent increase in higher risk lending referred, and they talked about their decision to reintroduce the LVR restrictions. Mike, will they be enough? It seems unlikely. There was plenty of discussion yesterday all around the traps about debt to income restrictions, and that will be part of the ongoing discussion with the government next year. Orr did make a comment, and I will stress, though, this was in response to a question that the government has got other mechanisms which you've been talking about this morning, namely tax. But he also made the comment they've always had those. It just comes down to the appetite to go there. And they noted that first home buyers were very evident in the market at the moment, so that was good. And there was plenty of evidence of building consents, you know, being high. So we've got lots of supply coming on next year. And at the same time, we've got this mortgage lending data that came out, Mike, for October, and it's strong as. I mean, $7.8 billion advanced for mortgages in October. So that's a record. It beat the previous record, which was the month earlier, which was September 2020. $1.9 billion to investors. That's the highest since July 2016. And funnily enough, that's when we last slowed the investor sector down. High loan to valuation lending is rising rapidly. What we've actually got at the moment, Mikey, and Governor Orr made the comment yesterday as well, they say that current stimulus is appropriate. Large-scale asset program, that's the QE. You got the funding for lending program going ahead. The financial markets, though, are indicating that they believe they're less convinced, if you look at the pricing, that further stimulus is necessary.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the standoff.
Fletcher's, we like that.
Yeah, we did. Share price gained 21 cents yesterday, closed at $5.88. That's the highest we've seen Fletcher Building share price at since December 2018. So the last few weeks, they've sort of finally delivered some good news for shareholders. It's still a long way from the $10 plus sort of levels we saw late 2016-17. So the annual shareholders meeting yesterday, they expect to report a 46% increase in first half operating earnings. So they've had a good start to the financial year. So the trading is in line given the update they gave earlier this month. Still no full year guidance. They will restart dividends at the end of financial year 21. The bright spots on the horizon for them, fairly obviously, the strong residential sector and the government focus on the infrastructure sector.
What are the numbers?
Yeah, we've got a little bit of weakness in the Dow Jones this morning. Now, the rest of the week, they're going to have Thanksgiving, which will muck up the trading for the next few days. But the Dow Jones, 29,854. It's come back from the 30,000 level, down 190 points, 0.6%. The S&P 500, 3,625, down 10 points. The Nasdaq, though, in positive territory, up 26 points, 12,063. Overnight, the FTSE 100, down 41, 6,391. The Nikkei, 26,297, up 131 points yesterday, about 0.5%. Shanghai Composite, down over 1%, 3,362. Across the Tasman, the Aussies yesterday gained 39 points, 0.59% gain, 6683. We had a stonking day on the NZX 50 yesterday, up 114 points, 0.91%, 12,667. The Kiwi dollar has burst through the 70 cent level, 0.7009 as we speak. 0.9519 against the Aussie, 0.5883 euro, 0.5237 pounds, 73.13 yen, which means the trade weighted index is over 74 cents, 74.17. Gold, 1,810 bucks. Brent crude, back to pre-COVID levels, $48.37.
See you Friday. Andrew Kelleher at jmowealth.co.nz.